Chanel Johnston, Chanelle, last name Johnston, 123-13. Chanel's here today regarding several issues. She's had diarrhea for the last year. She went to a naturopath and had sensitivity testing done, and she was told she was not only gluten sensitive, but also may have a parasite. She does have cats, one of whom recently tested positive for Isosporum, oocysts, OOCYSTS, and Toxocara, TOXOCARA eggs. This is a roundworm. Her cat was given Strongid, STRONGID, which is Pyrantel, PYRANTEL, and Albon, which is a sulfa antibiotic. Her vet told her that she could take the same thing. There isn't an analog, a specific human dose of Albon, but she can take Bactrim. She could also use the Pyrantel, which is typically used for pinworm OTC, but albendazole is usually the recommendation for roundworm in humans. She is advised that neither of these typically causes problems in humans, but they can, and she would be more comfortable if she was treated. We review that gluten sensitivity would also cause her diarrhea, and so she should probably look at that. She says she did a gluten-free diet for a day, and I let her know it would likely take more than that for her to see changes. She would also likely benefit from weight loss, which has been a struggle for her, and we discuss paleo, P-A-L-E-O, diet as an option. Next paragraph. She and her husband are likely switching to Kaiser next month because her husband never got his lab results back from his first visit here. He did sign a release, and so a copy is given to her. He had an elevated HDL, and we discussed that the same diet changes I discussed with her would also be helpful for him. I discussed that further testing would be helpful, but if she's changing providers in another week, then she should probably pick that back up with her new PCP for continuity, as I'm unable to navigate and refer to GI within the Kaiser system. She voices understanding. Her weight has been stable. There's never been blood in her stool, and she has multiple soft stools per day. She's not had rashes or neurologic symptoms associated. Whenever she goes to the bathroom, she has to go to, whenever she eats, she has to go to the bathroom fairly quickly thereafter. She had gotten used to it, but after finding out that her pet had, parasites, she then put those two together and is now desires treatment. No other complaints today. Objective vital signs are stable, general, pleasant, appropriate female, no acute distress, cardiovascular, extremities pink and well-perfused, lungs, worker, breathing, normal. Data, labs from her vet, ANTECH, are reviewed. A copy is put in her chart. Assessment, diarrhea times 1 year, concern for parasite exposure, and also gluten sensitivity to... diarrhea, chronic plan. Recommend patient see gastroenterology, but since she's switching insurance, she'll wait until she sees her new PCP at Kaiser. Her H. pylori here today is negative. Stool studies are obtained. We'll let her know those results, but in the meantime, albendazole 400 milligrams once day 1 and once day 14 with a 5-day course of Bactrim intermediate is prescribed. I let her know I'm sorry to hear that her spouse had a difficulty getting his lab results, and that I hope he and she would reconsider in the future, should that make sense to him and them.